Nahum chapter 3. Who is more foolish, the child afraid of the dark or the man afraid of the light? Look, there are countless deaths. There are piles of corpses, so many that people stumble upon them. Verse 3. Just imagining the scene causes us horror. However, on this day, we have to see ornaments both in the media and in parades, businesses, and in front of houses. Ornaments that seem innocent or funny entertainment. But do not be fooled. Behind them, there is a background of darkness, occultism, and witchcraft. Witch of seduction, verse 4, whose purpose is to lure into slavery those who follow her. This is how God saw Nineveh. And, no doubt, this is how he sees the multitudes who today venerate death. We are not afraid of death, but we do not fail to recognize that it is our final enemy, although we have no doubt that in the end it would also be defeated. 1 Corinthians 15:26. O death, I will be thy death. O grave, I will be thy destruction, says the prophet Hosea. Instead of celebrating death, we celebrate life, because those of us who have trusted Christ as our only insufficient Savior of life and eternal life. John 3:16. Instead of celebrating darkness, we celebrate the light, because we are children of light. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Ephesians 5:8. Lord, no matter how thick the darkness is, help me to shine your light today.